Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. And curious, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room?
I should be based on my last couple performances, but no, I was not.
Uh-oh. How have your performances been?
5 or 6.
Okay.
All right, Steve. He's ready to rock it.
We've had people do worse.
That's true.
Yes, including myself.
For those who are playing along at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream?
3.
Correct. What color is the square of the H&R Block logo?
White?
No.
Blue?
No.
Red?
No. Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
The Roadrunner?
Yes. What unit of land measurement equals 43,560 square feet?
An acre?
Yes. In what sport would you wrestle in a dojo ring?
Wrestling?
Yes, but yeah. Can you be more specific?
Sumo wrestling.
Yeah, there you go. How many annual federal holidays are there in the U.S.?
5, 6, 7.
No, no, no. Which planet has 13 faint rings?
Uranus.
Yes. What Nine Inch Nails song did Johnny Cash cover in 2002?
Hurt.
Yes. In the human body, what liquid does the ureter carry?
Urine?
Yes. How many dollars do you get for winning runner-up in a beauty contest in the game of Monopoly?
25 bucks?
No.
50 bucks?
No.
15 bucks?
No! We got you down for 7, Matt.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Steve's gonna get it, but that's all right.
You think he's gonna get it?
Yeah.
Matt's already saying he thinks you're gonna win.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. That's very encouraging.
I like that.
Very positive. Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! How many flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream?
3.
Yeah. What color is the square of the H&R Block logo?
Green.
Yes. Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
Roadrunner.
Correct.
Beep, beep.
What unit of land measurement equals 43,560 square feet?
An acre.
Yes. In what sport would you wrestle in a dojo ring?
Sumo wrestling.
Yes. How many annual federal holidays are there in the U.S.?
Annual 10.
Yes. Which planet has 13 faint rings?
That would be Uranus.
It would be.
What?
What Nine Inch Nails song did Johnny Cash cover in 2002?
Hurt.
Correct. In the human body, what liquid does the ureter carry?
Urine.
Yes. How many dollars do you get for winning runner-up in a beauty contest in the game of Monopoly?
100.
No.
50.
No.
25.
No.
Damn it.
Steve.
Monopoly.
With time to spare, you just scored 9, and that is a victory. Matt called it 9-7. Sorry, Matt.
You're the best. Good job, Steve.
Thank you. Is it 200?
It's only $10.
Oh.
You're only going to get $10 as a second place runner-up in the beauty contest in the game of Monopoly.
Do you know what first place gets?
I have no idea.
I forgot that it was even a thing that happened in the game.
Also, would like to point out that you answered all 9 that you got correct on the first guess.
I was feeling it.
That was really impressive.
Until that last question.
That's okay.
Thank you.
You'll have another opportunity to play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
My all-time favorite band, Rush, has announced that they are bringing the 50-something tour to Climate Pledge Arena just for me and all my Rush buddies. It's happening on October 10th, which is a Saturday night, and we have your chance to win Rush tickets before you can even buy them.
I heard Getty's banned from America now that he's rooting for the Blue Jays.
That might be true.
Yes.
We're going to give you a code word to text at 8:05 this morning, so stick around.
Oh, Taryn.
Steve Migs, I don't know if you heard this, but
it's time.
Rush is coming.
It's 8:05.
To Seattle.
Sound the alert.
I'm just going to dance for a second.
It's the Rush signal.
Bringing the 50-something tour to Climate Pledge Arena on October 10th, which is a Saturday of 2026, and we have your chance to win those tickets on the Daily Migs Show before you can even buy them. Ooh, you sound just like Getty. Doing great.
Thanks.
If you listen all this week, we're giving out a code word at 8:05, and you're going to want to text that code word to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the Seattle show. That code word is...
Do it in your best Getty Lee voice.
Heart...
Heart?
Text the word heart, as in closer to the heart, to 206-803-ROCK right now for your chance to win tickets to see Rush at Climate Pledge Arena. Text heart to 206-803-ROCK for your shot at tickets to the show on October 10th, courtesy of Live Nation and Rush. Very nice. Well, speaking of...
And every morning at this time,
yes,
we are giving people code words so they can win tickets to go see Rush, just like you want to win them.
Oh, so exciting. So speaking of Rush, though, the YouTube channel Fake Tunes used AI to make a funky cover of Tom Sawyer. And
oh,
this
boy.
Is what that sounds like.
A modern day war, a mean, mean strike. 2 days Tom Sawyer, mean, mean die.
This AI stuff keeps sounding more and more like realistic.
The robots are winning.
They are, and they're getting better at it every freaking day. Although I gotta say, okay, that's kind of cool. It's pretty good, but I feel like the professor, Nick Harrison, who we've had in studio, and he was known for turning rock songs into yacht rock songs, but now his latest thing has been going more funky and more soul. I don't know what AI software he's using, but I feel like his is on a whole other level.
Oh, definitely.
I came across a few that aren't Rush, but I wanted to put you guys to the test to see if you could figure out what song he's turned into a soul classic.
All right.
Because that's kind of my favorite part. Like, it all starts off, and you're like, what the hell is he about to turn this into? And then slowly starts making more sense as it goes along. So I want to see who of the two of you can figure it out quicker.
All right.
So I grabbed a couple of these soul versions of rock classics. I mean, these are massive rock hits that he's turned into soul songs. Are you ready?
So ready.
Okay. Figure something to get our mind off the Mariners today. Here we go. This one's going to trip you out. Any thoughts so far?
Nope. Oh, is it Rage?
Yes. Can you think of the song, though? Bulls on Parade. Danny nailing it.
Nice, Danny.
He calls this Soul Against the Machine.
Ooh, I like...
Shatter in the mold, be the
drop a hit like De La Ho. I'll get the heck off of the pole with a sure shot. Sure to make the bodies drop. Drop and don't copy, yo. Don't call us a
coach. Pretty good, right?
That's amazing.
All right, you want to try another one?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys can figure out this classic song. He's like baby making music. I don't know what kind of music you're listening to make babies to, Steve, but it's not it for me. Sorry, it's not emo.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow. Nice.
What is the, why can't I think of the name of the song? It's Interstate Love Song.
It's not Stone Temple Pilots. It's Soul Temple Pilots.
Of course it is.
Waiting on a Sunday afternoon for what I've read between the lines.
Your come on, Danny. You don't want to get pregnant to this? You know, no, I don't, Steve.
Feeling.
All right, how about this one? Let's try this one. I think this one you'll be ready to make a baby, too.
Can you feel that?
Is it Disturbed? He calls it Disturbed Souls. But can you think, what song is it?
It's gotta be Down With the Sickness.
Yeah. I like the arf.
This morning.
Getting down with the soulness. Will you give it to me?
Yes.
She's closing her eyes. We're not even in the room right now. It's the, no.
I'm feeling it.
It's like clean up an aisle four.
King5 posted a big thank you to the Mariners last night. And as you can imagine, the replies, they're still coming in.
Super positive.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Shortly after the Mariners' season ended last night after losing Game 7 of the ALCS, King5 posted a graphic on their socials that said, Thank you, Mariners.
It's a nice graphic. I actually saw a few other news sites, like Cairo did one as well. I'm sure all of them did. Mariners had a great picture of, like, T-Mobile Park just packed. It was a great shot. I mean, what is the social media team supposed to do other than say, hey, thanks for a great season and some fun times?
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, apparently so.
Well, it triggered a lot of replies, the Thank You Mariners post. So let's go straight to the comments.
I know, once I saw the post, all I thought was, this is not going to go well. You know
just
what I mean?
Unhinged in the comments.
Now, there were some positive ones. But I think we have a couple of those, but then it just kind of goes down the backseat managers out there.
We're all worthy of being a bench coach, Steve.
Apparently so. I mean, I think, Dan Wilson should be worried because I think 95% of people on social media could do a better job than him.
Yeah.
So I honestly, there's no rhyme or reason other than the fact that this week we're giving away Adam Sandler tickets on our show during Hook or Shook. So Robot Adam Sandler will be reading the comments from disgruntled Mariners fans towards King Five's post.
Perfect.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Well, the curse continues. Thank you, Mariners, for an historic season. We love you.
I was very conflicted about that comment. It's already, she's like, the curse continues, but that was a fun season.
Yeah. Can you have it both ways?
Apparently we have.
Here's to 2026. I'm looking forward to next season.
I'm not ready. It's kind of like, remember when the Seahawks, I don't know if you remember the year before they won the Super Bowl. I think it was a playoff game against the Atlanta Falcons, and they had the lead, and then the Falcons soon after marched down the field, scored some, I don't know if it was a touchdown or a field goal, can't remember that, but ended the game, ended the season for the Seattle Seahawks. And I remember it was like rookie Russell Wilson's like, I just can't wait till next season starts. And I had that feeling too. You know, you're like, oh, I can't wait. This team seems like something special is about to happen. I don't have that feeling right now.
It's a different feeling. It really is. It feels like we were so queued up for success.
There's a big difference between 16, 17 games and 160-something games. I mean, look, I can't wait to see what this Mariners team will be like next year. I sure as hell hope it involves Josh Naylor, which I feel like you're going to have to back the truck up to keep him, but I feel like they need to.
Yes.
Thank you, Mariners. Congrats on a great year. Yes, thank you for an unforgettable season.
Okay, that's a positive one.
Yeah.
I think that might be the last of those.
Oh, no.
Well, that was disappointing. Thanks for choking. Hashtag fire Dan Wilson immediately.
It's all Dan's fault.
It takes us further than a Mariners team has ever gone. And the first thought is, let's fire him.
Wasn't good enough.
No, I can understand people questioning his coaching decisions, but I don't think firing him is the right idea.
No.
Trey Julio. Sign Naylor and get some help.
Okay.
Julio.
Julio's best.
Julio.
Hey, Julio. Also, I saw a lot of people like all bitching about Julio Rodriguez or Julio. I'm just like, dude, the guy's not even 25 and he's already had some great seasons. I'm obviously inconsistent at times, but the future is very bright with that guy and we have him locked in for a while.
Agree.
And Cal.
I'm not complaining.
No. I would have liked to have seen Cal Raleigh had one last swing at the bat, at the ball at the end of the game, but that didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
It's all Julio's fault.
It is.
Not walking Springer was like not giving Lynch the ball in the Super Bowl.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't have to combine these two thoughts together.
See you in the World Series in 2071 when I'm 100 years old, if I'm still alive.
All right, so we have something to look forward to.
Oh, God.
It's almost like if you spend money to build a team, you can do something with them. Owners and management have failed this fan base for years.
But you got to imagine, maybe I'm crazy to think this, and maybe it's ever the optimist, but now they saw what happened when they invested in the team. They saw what happened when they made some big, trade deadline acquisitions with Suarez and also Naylor. I hope that inspires them to keep those wheels spinning.
Yeah, because the formula worked.
Thanks for failure. Another year of not winning a damn thing. Seattle sports fans need to get mad. This is not something to be proud of. No praise, no greetings at the airport. Nope, we deserve better too soon.
I mean, of course, yes. Like, there's plenty to be disappointed about, but there's also a lot to be proud of.
Are you going to go meet them at the airport?
Yes.
You are?
I know you're.
Yes.
Do you know when they're landing?
Hey, guys. Congrats on a great year.
I have a very strong feeling they've already landed, Tyron. I think you missed that opportunity. All right, one more comment.
Yep.
F*** you, King Five.
Okay, good.
Holy God.
The Daily Mix Show.
Speaking Five.
You can join us for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, which is happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. All of the performances will be acoustic, like Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Those tickets are on sale right now at KISW.com. Join us for an event we've never done anything like this before, Steve.
It's going to be a great time.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. We know that many of you are just waking up and curious if that was a nightmare you had last night or if the Mariners really did lose Game 7.
They didn't.
They didn't, right?
You're trying Game 8 is today, right?
Yes. Yeah. You're trying to keep up on pop culture, and that's a lot. So we're going to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Boom. Let's go. There was a nationwide Ticketmaster outage that caused widespread mobile ticket access issues yesterday. So this was going to be a big issue for people heading to events like the Seahawks-Texans game at Lumen Field and also Game 7 of the ALCS in Toronto.
Did you see all the conspiracy theory people in Toronto and in areas around there that were saying that this is being done by people in Washington State? Because after all, Amazon is based out of here. The whole tech stuff is based out of here. And this was one giant like ploy to make it so that the fans could not get into the stadium to watch the game.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Which I thought was very entertaining. As a fan of a good conspiracy theory, one that isn't really going to harm you in any way, shape, or form, that one I found great humor in.
Oh, I dig a conspiracy theory. I'm right. always here yeah. to listen for it.
I know people were freaking out about that.
They
though,
were.
Yesterday. Yeah.
But it sounds like everything got resolved and everybody got in and no worries there.
Okay, good. did you happen to catch? I knew that they didn't go. Whenever I would go like on Slipknot's website, I was always thought it was weird that it was Slipknot 1. I never even bothered to think, like, why is it Slipknot 1? Apparently, for the last 24 years, somebody else has owned the website Slipknot.com. Oh, and that's, yeah. and that is, you know, cyber stalkers, not stalkers, squatters.
It's funny because, like, I've noticed that with just bands in general. Like, every time that's like, Yellow Card Rocks or, you know, yeah. whatever, Daily Migs Music. It's like, oh, somebody owns the actual one.
Well, that's why I had to go with I'm Steve Migs and not Steve Migs on social media. It's because there was a guy that had the Twitter account and then someone else had the Snapchat account. And I'll never forget that somebody that we work with thought that I was, that the Steve Migs on Snapchat was me.
Oh, no.
And apparently this guy was a little thirsty, to say the least. Because then our coworker, she told me, she's like, yeah, I was in a conversation with who I thought was you last night on Snapchat until the not you sent a shirtless picture of himself. And I was like, excuse me, what? And she's telling me this whole story. I'm like, no, really? And it turned out there was another guy that was
cyber squatting.
And I don't think it was Steve Migs, but there's a guy who's cyber squatting since 2001. And I guess now they finally hit their breaking point because this guy not only would have the website, but then he was also selling counterfeit stuff like t-shirts and things along those lines. And they're like, okay, enough is enough. So now they filed, they're suing the guy to reclaim the domain under the Anti-Cyber Squatting Act, which I know we're all very familiar with.
Oh, yes, of course.
And seeking some financial damages also for trademark infringement and other stuff as well.
So funny, I felt like I saw that Disturbed has the same website thing, disturbed1.com, and it's got to be the same thing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, what if it's the same guy?
I wonder if they are going after the Anti-Cyber Squatting Act as well.
That was such a strange... I remember when there was a guy that owned, like, I think it was like they owned the rights to like Coca-Cola or something like that, Coca-Cola.com, and then it got a decent payout. And I think then a lot of people were like, oh, here's our chance to make money off of these artists or off of these brands. I'll own the website domain, and then they have to pay me big bucks to get it. Wow. So if you want TyronDaily.com... You're going to have to pony up some cash there, T-Dog.
Guns N' Roses had a show on Saturday where Axl had a bit of a meltdown just a couple minutes into Welcome to the Jungle. He ended up throwing his microphone into the drum kit, kicked the bass drum. They said maybe it had something to do with sound or performance issues with their new drummer.
So old Axl Rose is back.
Oh, he's so back.
Do you think they have a sign in the back that just says it's been X amount of days since an Axl Rose meltdown? It's been probably well over 1,000 because he's been on his best behavior recently.
Well, not on Saturday. Apparently, he came back on stage and said, I'll just try to wing this. But yeah, he's been relatively calm up until this point.
I'm confused about this because I don't know. Is he upset with their new drummer, Isaac Carpenter, who's really good? And I think he sounds way better behind the kit than their last drummer, personally.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe Axl doesn't like the way he's playing the drums? Or was he just having sound issues? Because there was a point, and I have a clip, you can't hear it, but while he's singing Welcome to the Jungle, he's like ripping the in-ear monitors out of his ears. So I wonder if it was more about the sound, he was just taking it out on anything, which was the bass drum of their drummer's drum set.
Okay.
But it's hard to hear this because Remember that somebody said that he sounds like an angry Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Yes. And now that's all I can ever hear when I hear like these live clips of Axl Rose. But this is the moment where he was having a little bit of a meltdown. Stormed off stage and started yelling at Minnie. It was very weird.
Wow.
No.
That was bad.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has 331 wins, 110 losses, and 96 ties on the year so far. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you want to try and beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.